Officials in Dhaka said Monday the government will give food assistance to more than 500,000 families over the next 5 months. The government also will sell 45,000 tons of rice to poor people at subsidized rates. The decision came as prices for rice soared to nearly $0.50 a kilo, almost 70% higher than a year ago. The spiraling prices hurt the poor in a country where an estimated 60 million live on less than $1 a day. Rice is a staple food for most people in Bangladesh, but the country is reeling under a severe shortage after natural disasters wiped out much of the crop. Douglas Broderick heads the World Food Programme in Dhaka.
We've had the floods that came in August, which affected about 10 districts, and then the cyclone came in. And so we've had natural disasters which have affected almost up to 50%, 40% of the country. And obviously it was a very bad year for Bangladesh, which is prone to natural disasters, but it's kind of been a double hit, a double whammy on the country.
The government is procuring stocks from overseas to tide the country over until the next harvest. It has asked neighboring India as well as Vietnam to send rice. It also is importing rice from Thailand. Shipments are expected to arrive over the next 2 weeks. The WFP's Broderick says the government is doing its best to build up food stocks through imports.
500,000 tons of food right now is what we're concerned about, and we need that, and it's something that they're working very hard in terms of procurement.
The government hopes prices will fall after it sells some of the imported grain in the market at subsidized rates. Bangladesh is one of the world's poorest countries, and its vulnerability to natural disasters often worsens the plight of its population. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.